Finally today, a musical spin on our series about pregnancy and childbirth. New parents everywhere face a common problem, getting their babies to sleep. And there's a universal solution, the lullaby. Author Kathy Henderson collected lullabies from across the globe for her children's book, Hush, Baby, Hush. She took the title from a Jamaican song that we'll hear in a moment. Henderson explains that lullabies don't just help babies relax.
This is a vehicle with which the desperate or frustrated carer, parent, guardian, whoever it is, can actually deal with a situation in which they are being wound up by a child, or they are failing to get them to sleep, or they are feeling really, really tired themselves. And so they work as a two-way safety valve.
Let's talk a bit more about that in a second, but first I want our listeners to hear a recording of Hush, Baby, Hush from Jamaica.
Hush, baby, hush. Mama gonna market fi buy Coca-Cola. Hush, lady, hush. Say, mama gonna market fi buy Coca-Cola. Papa gonna bush fi go look the wood. So mama soon come with sweet, sweet candy. Mama soon come with the sweet, sweet candy. Hush, baby, hush.
So tell me, what makes a great lullaby? There's got to be an equal balance between melody and lyrics.
Absolutely, they're inseparable, and their form, their musical form, is almost always a very narrow notational range and a soothing rhythm. And what interests me about them is how various they are. Many lovely lullabies are about, it's all right, everything is all right with the world, but there are equally lullabies of every human mood.
Let's listen to a lullaby from Turkey now. This is called Dandini Dan. Tell me a bit about it before we hear it.
Well, Dandini Dan is a lullaby that I think most people in Turkey probably know a verse of. And the verse says the calves have got into the garden. The gardener quickly must go and chase them out again or before they eat the cabbages.
Dandini, dandini, dan, dana. Ke ösas, dandini, dandini, dan, dana.
Sounds like a few people in the room were learning it, and one person knew it pretty well. Of course, these are passed down from generation to generation, aren't they?
Yes, I think what we heard there was that she was obviously asked if she knew a lullaby. She started off and then thought, oh, hang on, I don't know the words here. And women came in and went, no, of course you do. Here they are.
We have one more lullaby to go out on, Kathy. This one's from South Africa. It's called Railway. I would guess a double whammy of soporific music. You got the lullaby form and then the rocking feel of a train. What is the story behind Railway?
Well, this is a very good example of how lullabies work as a form of relief for the adult singing. The words are the mother's lament, saying the railway is driving me crazy because it's taking my children's father away from me. Mm. Now, this is because the men only came home once a year and the rest of the time they worked in the cities and the women were left behind on the homelands in the apartheid zones. And this is a woman who is discharging her own sorrows in a form which soothes her children to sleep. And here is the daughter, now an adult, singing to us what she remembers of her mother's song.
Kathy Henderson, author of the book Hush, Baby, Hush. Thanks to the Kitchen Sisters and the BBC's Nick Thorpe for their recordings of lullabies. Your turn now. We want you to share your favorite lullabies, maybe one that's been passed down in your own family. Go to our special webpage, that's pri.org/lullabies. You can upload a recording or just sing into your phone or computer. And while you're there, check out lullabies others have shared from around the world. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Sleep tight.
Yeah, 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 ye